I accidentally swiped right on Tinder and ended up taking a guy's virginity, FM. A couple weeks ago, I started getting back on Tinder. It had been a while since I had much social interaction outside my close friend group and even longer since I had been able to hook up with anyone. As I was looking through the guys in my area, I accidentally swiped right on someone I really had no interest in. His name was Mark and he was 18, I'm 24, and seemed pretty average looking. He mentioned up front in his profile that he was inexperienced and really nothing caught my eye as being interested in him. But alas, as I meant to swipe left, I swiped right. I went through several other profiles, trying to find a potential match to meet up with someone that weekend. As I was going through other profiles, Mark messaged me. I figured I'd just ignore or block him, but for some reason his message caught my eye. Instead of gushing over my looks, he picked out a few things on my profile about me that few people comment on and asked about my interests in them. Despite the lack of physical attraction, I figured some friendly banter, conversation couldn't hurt. So I responded. We ended up messaging back and forth quite a bit, all non-sexual, friendly conversation, something I am not used with folks on Tinder. After a few hours of intermittent back and forth, he asked me if I wanted to meet up for coffee. Like a date. I wrote him. There was a bit of a pause in the text chain. He responded, doesn't have to be. Just might be nice to have coffee with someone and talk. I thought it over and agreed to meet him. I figured it would get me out of the house and I was pretty desperate for social interaction after being locked up through the pandemic. I walked to a coffee shop a few blocks from my apartment and saw him standing outside with a mask on. If I'm being honest, he physically was not my type at all. He was a bit heavier than his picture on Tinder with thick-rimmed glasses and had unkempt red hair that looked overdue for a haircut. He showed up wearing shorts, a Star Wars t-shirt, and white sneakers. He was what I would consider pretty, nerdy-looking, and dressed that way. But this wasn't a date and he was a good conversationalist, so I really was not too concerned with his appearance at that point. We went in and ordered our coffee. We quickly realized there was no inside seating allowed and when we went outside, all of the outdoor seating was taken. There was a park closer to my apartment so we decided to walk there and chat. I learned a lot about Mark as we sat there in the park. We both talked about our Tinder experience, he was relatively new to it and was struggling to find success. I explained the challenges of being a female on the app and dealing with all types of responses, etc. As we talked more about things, Mark let it slip that he really didn't have much experience with girls. I asked what he meant and he told me he hadn't had a girlfriend. He assured me he had kissed girls and whatnot, but had not really had much other experience. Perhaps it was the lack of hooking up throughout the pandemic, but as he explained this, my mind began to wander. You see, I have never been a guy's first. I had always hooked up with older guys when I was younger and never had taken anyone's virginity. So as Mark was explaining about just how little experience he had, I took a little bit more of an interest. After all, he was a nice guy and despite the lack of physical attraction I had to him, he was interesting to talk to and fun to be with. As we finished our coffee, Mark walked me back to my apartment. We got to the door and he thanked me for a nice evening. He put his hand out to shake mine and I gave him a smile. I took his hand and shook it, and asked if he wanted to come up to my apartment to continue the conversation. He quickly agreed. I led him up to my apartment and he sat down on my couch. I sat next to him and as we started talking again, I placed my hand on his leg. I saw him glance down at my hand, his speech quickening as he spoke. My hand gently squeezed his thigh. He suddenly stood up and asked me what I was doing. I bit my lip as I looked up at him and told him that he was cute and that I was hoping we could have a little fun. I stood up to meet him and I could see him sweating. He nervously explained that he really hadn't done anything like this before, that he really didn't know how, what to do. I told him to relax and put my hand on his chest, encouraging to sit back down on the couch. He looked up at me and I slid my shirt over my head, revealing my 34B tits in a black lace bra. Wow, I heard him say. I slid down my skirt and sat on his lap wearing just my bra and panties. I brought his head into my chest and whispered into his ear, "Is this really your first time doing this?" I could feel my pussy get wetter as he nervously assured me it was. I could feel him getting hard through his shorts. I reached down and started undoing his belt. I got on my knees in front of him and slid his shorts down, his cock stretching the white briefs he had on underneath. He looked down at me, his eyes filled with nervousness and excitement. I slid his underwear down, his rock-hard cock springing out. His cock looked thick, not long by any means, but thick. It was also one of the hairiest cocks I had ever seen. I wrapped my hand around his cock and he let out a big gasp. I heard him start saying, oh my god, under his breath as I started to slowly stroke him. I moved my head down and my tongue met the tip of his cock, tasting his pre-cum. I started to suck his cock and heard him start to moan louder. I looked up at him and he had his head back, his eyes closed. I stroked his cock harder as I sucked him up and down. His groans got deeper, his breathing faster. I knew he was close to coming, but I didn't want him to come yet. I stood up and he looked up at me. He watched as I took off my bra and slid down my panties, standing completely naked in front of my new friend. His shorts were still around his ankles, his shirt still on. I straddled myself over his cock. Did you like that? I asked. That was incredible. He replied. Do you want to feel what it's like to be inside me? Fuck, that is so hot. Yes, but. But what? Well, I don't have a condom or anything like that. Well, just don't finish inside me. Before he could object any further, I rubbed my now wet pussy over his cock. He gasped, followed by some intelligible mumbling. I took that as agreement to continue and I reached under myself to hold his hard cock as I slid down onto it. I looked at Mark as he felt a tight pussy gripping his cock for the first time. I will never forget that look in his eyes as he felt me slide onto him. I slid all the way down onto him and felt his hardness inside me. I started to grind my pussy down onto his cock. His moans were getting louder. I slowly lifted my hips, slowly sliding my pussy up and down his cock. More moans, more rapid breathing. I started to go a little faster. I saw him start to tense up and heard him yell, "Now, now. I'm gonna come now." I knew he was expecting me to lift myself off him, that I would finish him with my hands or my mouth. But it had been far too long since I felt a guy come inside me. So as I heard him declaring his orgasm, I pushed my pussy down onto him, bringing his cock deeper inside me. I felt the warm spurt of cum into my pussy as he tensed up, moaning and yelling as his orgasm overcame him. I grinded down onto him, fucking him through his orgasm, my pussy milking the cum out of his cock. I laid my head on his shoulder as he sat back in exhaustion. He started to mumble some objection, but we didn't use protection. I was supposed to pull out. I assured him I was on the pill, that all would be okay. He just laid his head back, eyes closed, smiling, thanking me, telling me how amazing that was. I excused myself and went to clean up. Cum was dripping out of my as I slipped off to the bathroom. As I cleaned up, I realized just how much cum was inside me. It was one of the bigger loads I had ever seen come out of me. I got dressed and came out to find Mark was fully dressed. We both commented on how late it was getting and that we should get together again sometime. I haven't yet told him that he was my first virgin.